Would you rather eat your own boogers or somebody else's?
That's easy. My own.
Okay. That is actually not part of the questions today. I'm just...
That's what I figured.
Giving an example to people that may be new to joining us here on Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, BEAUtiful, downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right. Dang right. Have you figured out, are you one that dresses up for Halloween?
You know, Penn, I did for a while. I mean, like, you know, when I was in college, going to parties, but after that...
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Wait, in college, what did you dress up as?
Well, Pat, I didn't have a lot of time one time, so I was actually doing a basketball game, and it just drove back into town, so I took the headset out of our case, and I said, I'm just going to go in as an announcer one year. Walked into the frat house and at the party and decided to, and everybody thought it was just an absolute hoot, because we're like, hey, we were just listening to you. And like, yeah, I didn't have, did the usual cowboy thing one year.
So with the headphone thing?
Yeah.
Was it chicks all over you?
Oh, they thought it was hysterical. I mean, I walked in because I'd just done the game. It was just, it was a in-the-moment kind of funny thing, but just because I didn't have anything, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be late getting back. I got to hurry up. And
yep.
You know?
Well, yeah, Halloween is pretty fun. I like it. You know, the kids stop by, ring the doorbell, and... then you hand them candy. I love the costumes. Some of them are pretty unique. Let's jump into it, Matt. Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather choose a career of a policeman or sheriff's deputy? Would you choose a career of a policeman or a sheriff's deputy?
The sheriff, you've got the whole county.
Correct.
Police, you're, you know, typically to a municipality.
Yes. City limits.
I mean, I'd like to, you know, explore and be out and about and get around to different areas, which would be kind of cool. And, I mean, based off that, you know, I'd probably do the deputy thing.
Sheriff's deputy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what else you would, I mean, as far as if there's more increased duties versus one versus the other, but I just think for the sheer fact of, oh, see what I did there? Sheer fact. Yeah, Pat's nodding in approval or maybe nodding in disapproval. I don't know.
Approval.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I would probably do the deputy because I just like having more, I guess, wider range of area to cover, probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's fair. Definitely, I think that's fair. I mean, serve and protect either way.
Oh, yeah.
Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by Siler Appliance and Service, downtown Humboldt. Question number two. Would you rather coat yourself in honey and hike through the Alaskan forest, or be dragged by a horse through the Arizona desert?
Boy, that's a big difference from question one.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you kind of eased me in there in
the
first one. I
just softened you up a little bit, Matt. Knocked down the level of anxiety and, yeah.
Heighten it right back up.
Would you rather coat yourself in honey and hike through the Alaskan forest, or be dragged by a horse through the Arizona desert?
There's bears in Alaska, right?
Of course.
So I'd have to, you know, risk, and I'm sure it's, you know, I think of honey and, you know, the old Winnie the Pooh thing with honey and bear, but those bears are a lot different than that.
Now, in the Arizona desert, there are cactus, rattlesnakes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a deal breaker for me, Pap.
But they might be friendly rattlesnakes. And the horse might be dragging you so fast, the snakes might not be quick enough to strike.
Oh, snakes are fast.
Okay.
They will get me. So I'm getting dragged and then also bit by an animal that absolutely gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Look, the question doesn't involve being bitten by a snake.
Yes, but one can infer when you start to look at the surroundings.
But the other coating one, yourself in honey and hiking through the Alaskan forest, there's no mention of bears.
Yeah, but bears can come out and...
And how do we really know that bears like honey? Just because of Winnie the Pooh? Come on.
Well, don't they like food in general?
Yeah.
I mean... Gonna look up to see if bears actually eat honey. I don't know.
Well, take your time.
I'm looking at the clock right now because we still got another two questions.
Yes, we do.
Based off of my answer rate, it's normally 5 minutes per question.
At least, seems like.
Yes, bears really do like honey. They like it because of glucose and fructose.
Okay. And I'm sure that's in the bear's vocabulary.
Yeah. I'll take the honey. I like the fructose and glucose.
Hey,
but
boo?
There's snakes on the other side.
I think you know the answer.
Yeah. Pat, I'm going to take my chances with Grizzly Adams.
No, Grizzly Adams is a man.
Yes. But I'm just saying, like
you would
a grizzly
take
bear,
a chance with the bears.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. We talked through that one. That's, again, just kind of getting in your head a little bit.
Yeah. Quite chaotic, isn't it?
Question number 3. Would you rather dress as a snake for Halloween or be fed candy corn from a slingshot?
I mean, would this be just like a pretend snake costume?
Yeah, it's a costume. It's a snake costume. I mean,
wouldn't have like the scales, how, you know, like the feeling of the snake skin on
it's
it?
It's just a snake costume.
Yeah, but like it has the snake skin on it. Because like if I feel snake skin, that gives me... It's the same thing as seeing a snake, Pat.
Would you prefer it be polyester?
Oh, I'd prefer it be like, you know, kind of like material like our sweatshirts or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because in that regard, then it's just...
So you prefer a material blend.
Material blend. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Or be fed candy corn from a slingshot.
That's a choking hazard, probably.
Well, that depends. It'd come at you fast, and hopefully you'd have somebody with good aim.
Yeah, I'd lose an eye, too, and bruise on the nose.
What are you doing, looking up a slingshot?
No, no, I know what a slingshot is. I mean, I think I'd be okay dressing up like,
Oh, you're looking up a snake costume.
Yeah, I guess I'd be okay dressing up like...
Wait a minute.
I didn't even see that one. Oy, oy, oy.
Matt is looking at...
That guy's a snake charmer. He's got something coming up.
Yeah.
Should we describe what that costume is?
I don't know how we can.
Well, you know.
So they're dressed as a snake charmer, and they have...
the fly's down and the snake is coming through.
They're yeah, it's a... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, if you're in front of a computer, you can look it up yourself. But
the other one is that I was alluding to was this guy literally looks like he's got... Like a snake.
He's got something wrapped around his leg.
Yeah.
These are way too... How about the other one?
Well, that one guy, that guy is wrapped up by one.
Yep.
Rasta.
Yeah, see, harmless as it is. Yeah. All right, so what's it going to be? A snake costume or fed candy corn from a slingshot?
You know, Pat, I'll probably do the snake costume.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, see, we're breaking you of your fear. One Wednesday at a time.
I just showed Craig the other costume we were looking at.
Bonus question. Bonus question number four. Would you rather have a biography written about your life, or like the Statue of David in Florence, Italy, have a marble carved statue in your likeness erected in Iowa's Capitol building?
In my likeness.
Okay. Are you familiar with the Statue of David?
No. Probably need to look that up.
Oh my gosh. What do they teach in school these days? It's probably one of the more notable statues.
Wait, hold on.
All over the world, Matt.
Oh, I know what this is. Okay. It took me a minute. Yes, I know the Statue of David.
Yeah.
Okay, so it'd be the Statue of David.
Yeah. Now, I have actually seen the Statue of David in person. Not that impressive.
Not that.
I mean, it's a marble carving.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I thought it would be taller.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's what everybody thought that you meant, Pat.
Taller. So, would you rather have a biography written about your life or have a marble carved statue in your likeness erected in Iowa State Capitol building?
So this biography, would this be like a tell-all? I mean, every little...
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like any other biography.
And then this being in the Capitol building.
So you could either have a book in a library, mass production, every library across the United States, or in your likeness, a marble carved statue of Matt Shear.
Would you think that was impressive as well, or no?
I don't know. Don't. Haven't been that curious. Let's just say, looking at you, I would think it'd be taller.
So this would be exactly like David. I mean, we're talking detail and everything of me.
Yep. Curly hair and all.
So
I mean, your hair is kind of curly when it gets long.
It would
long,
be a
so.
Naked statue of me.
Well, if yes.
Okay. I don't know, Pat, about that.
On display in Iowa's Capitol building, right in the center of the rotunda.
Imagine someone doing a stand-up for one of the news organizations and there my statue is in the background. The statue of Matthew. Oh, boy. Yeah, they'd probably pixelate it on TV, though. One pixel.
Biography or statue?
You know, Pat, I'm probably, just because I feel like it would be obscene for people to see something like that of me, I'm going to go with this biography.
See, back then it was okay.
Oh, yeah. I
and
mean,
it's
still
acceptable
is.
Art.
It's still art today, but I feel like me? Eh, probably wouldn't be. It'd be pretty cool to be on display in the Iowa Capitol, but then I have to worry about people like Pat going, thought he'd be taller.
Would you rather Wednesday? This time, every week, every Wednesday. That's why it's called Would You Rather Wednesday. Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.